Southpoint Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Friday. It is Kentucky Oaks Day, and it's Kentucky Oaks Day all over the world as long as you're a race player. That's for sure. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM on the radio, 107.1 on the radio, and of course on the internet. We have our websites streaming this show as well at racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global, iPhone, Android. That's covered too. You got the KSHP radio station app if you want to. And of course, the YouTube app that you can see and hear us as well, right here from the South Point Studios network on the YouTube format. That's for sure. So we're on YouTube at the South Point Studios network. I want to first of all, thank everybody who watched the special show that we had, the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks show we had yesterday that was only on YouTube here. We had a great response from all of you out there. So I know a lot of you tried it for the first time. You're probably liking it or back today on YouTube. Remember, just go to YouTube, hit South Point Studios, and here it is. We are on the South Point Studios streaming TV network right here from the gaming capital at the South Point Hotel Complex and Casino Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas, your gaming capital. All right, so we started out with the special show yesterday. Now today we move into, of course, the race day show this morning on this Kentucky Oaks Day. And as we move through the day, after the Kentucky Oaks Day card is complete and after the races from Southern California complete right around 6 o'clock, we will be here at the South Point live in the Grand View Lounge with our annual Kentucky Derby seminar, featuring, of course, Jonathan Hardoon from the East Coast, John Lendo from the West Coast, who happens to be just sitting feet away from me in studio today. They've been here for most of the week and certainly going to be here throughout the rest of the week. So we're going to have our Kentucky Derby seminar tonight, 6 o'clock in the Grandview Lounge. And then tomorrow, the Kentucky Derby viewing party up in the Grand Ballroom upstairs. And that will feature, of course, food and drink specials, big banquet tables, big screen TVs, plenty of betting windows, etc., and a hat contest as well. The hat contest, of course, will offer money. And, of course, the hat contest will be at 2 o'clock, including the categories for the hat contest, the most elegant, the best horse theme, the best fascinator or fedora, and the best overall, all cash prizes for each one of those categories in the hat contest. And, of course, celebrating the 150th running of America's most famous horse race, the Kentucky Derby. And, of course, I'll be there playing the races along with John Lendo and Jonathan Hardoon. So come on out and join us. It's all free in the Grand Ballroom there. And it's big banquet tables. You'll have a great time. I've had a lot of people are requesting where we'll be. And you could just look for us in the big room and we'll be there. Want to bring in John Lendo and Jonathan Hardoon with us this morning. Our handicappers usually via from your locales, but now your locales is just left of me and right to them. Good morning, guys.
Happy Oaks Day, Ralph.
Yeah.
Good morning, Ralph.
Yeah. Boy, I needed that sleep last night. I can tell you that for sure.
We're just starting. It's going to be.
Yeah, I know.
Here we go.
Yeah. It's a great time. All right. Listen, I know that you guys got the same tweets I did, but I've been looking at the tweets on X, the X messages, however they call them now. But in any case, the photos coming out of and the video coming out of Churchill Downs this morning is a sea of slop.
It rained pretty good last
night. Yeah, a lot of rain overnight. But remember, that track dries out fast. You know, if the rain stays away, hopefully by the middle of the card, the track will be upgraded. The fourth race, by the way, is off the turf.
Already.
Right. All the stake races at this point remain on the grass.
All right. So the fourth race off the turf, that was not a stakes race, but nevertheless, it's off the turf. And, of course, I got a feeling, though, guys, the way this weather looks, is there's going to be the clouds and it's going to be rain kind of going through. Pretty much for the most part of the day.
Well, they were saying there's supposed to be about a six-hour window where it won't rain. And it looks like the Oaks will fall into that window, so it should be pretty good. Right now, looking at the broadcast from Churchill, the track is listed as sloppy. No, I don't have a condition of the turf course listed here yet. If we get that while we're on the air, I'll give that out. But this track, it doesn't change a whole lot. You can race on it. If I have a horse in the race, I run anyways just because that main track handles everything. And I would the track was fast yesterday. You know, they had a little seal on this thing. It's going to be faster today, I think.
Yeah, it was a nice track to race over yesterday, I thought. And there was a spill in the second race. I want to heads up to the folks there. There was a spill in the second race. A horse called Territorially went down. I think it was a bad decision on the jockey trying to go somewhere he shouldn't have been, John.
Yeah, that was jockey error. One of the riders coming from off the pace tried to split horses where there wasn't a hole, and they just started banging off each other. One of the horses clipped heels and went down, and another horse went down behind him. Both the horses are okay. Yeah. They got back to the barn. I understand that the jocks are okay. I don't have an official response on that, but I had heard that they were all right.
Yeah, me too. That's what I heard as well. Yesterday, I can tell you this. Wesley Ward has got a stack of great two-year-olds, okay? Here's the deal. The third race at 4.5 furlongs yesterday, a maiden race for two-year-olds, and he had a horse that broke from post 13. This horse came out of the gate like it was shot out of a cannon, cleared the field in no time flat, got to the rail, and was gone down the stretch. It was amazing. I can tell you right now, Long Neck Paula was the name of this filly. Impressive. And it was her first time start. John Velasquez rode. Impressions?
Typical Wesley Ward first time start or 2-year-old. Usually you see him at Keeneland, but he kept, I guess, a few for Churchill, and she
That's
really ran
does.
Well.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It was amazing to watch that. You thought to yourself, what the hell happened? Did this horse get its head starting out of the gate or what?
I mean, his horses come out of the gate like bullets. He's got that down, and it looks like they've had four races when they're making their debut. It's unbelievable.
I'm surprised John Velasquez didn't get whiplash from sitting on him, that's for sure. In any case, I do want to make a point. I saw the head-on replay because I wanted to see just the gate that opened the same time everybody else did, obviously. But there was a horse in that race called Kiana. Kiana got slammed so bad in the race, the jock almost went down coming out of the starting gate. You might want to put that horse on maybe a look for next time in the two-year-old race. But nevertheless, there were three stakes races yesterday. The Kentucky Juvenile won by West Memorial. John Hancock, the trainer, Ray Lou Gutierrez riding at 37.80. That was one of the longer prices on the day, outrunning Strumman and Anka Messire. And in the St. Matthew Stakes, the winner there was Bezos, a horse that you liked, Jonathan, and paid $9.12 for Ired Ortiz Jr., who rode it. That was a nice price for that guy. Greg Foley trains. Second was Bourbon Bash, and third was Cerulean. And in the opening verse, which was held on the turf course, Carl Spackler won for trainer Chad Brown and Tyler Gaffleon, just beating out Talk of the Nation, Rich Eng's horse, who ran second. Smoke and Tea was third. $5.98 for the win there. And I know John's got a story about the name of this horse, John.
Well, he's named after the Bill Murray character. Carl Spackler was the greenskeeper in Caddyshack. You know, and if you ever saw that movie, it was unbelievable. You know, former greenskeeper about to become the Masters champion. That's Carl Spackler.
And talk about trainers yesterday, John, a guy that has now had some divisions around the country, so to speak, in the last couple of years. Doug O'Neill won the eighth race with Tall Boy and Antonio Freisu aboard at $29.70.
That hurt.
Yeah.
I got beat a nose in that race by Doug.
With a big price horse.
Yeah, I know. Oh, his horse. Yeah, I know.
Yes. John's horse was like 34-1
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I hope you bet the place a little on that one anyhow.
We did okay, but Doug owes me some money.
Yeah. Tell Doug to buy you a good roast beef sandwich when you get back there at Santa Anita. But anyhow, it did look like a great day of racing. And, John, I want to thank you so much. You gave us the winner on the show yesterday in the sixth race, Castle Warden, paying $5.72, one of the two bet favorites in the race. And he won the race with the nod. I mean, we finally got the favorable nod at the wire because he went
right
by nose.
That was the perfect nose, Bob, because he was beat. And, when they hung up that number, I went and cashed a ticket in a hurry and said, thank you.
And I'm not giving it back.
Yep.
It's very hard to tell the finish line for some reason at Churchill because it's like on a...
Well, they got the big traditional pole.
The twin spire or whatever.
The mirror of the photo is just in front of it.
Yeah. It's not on the pole. It's right in front of the pole.
At the pole, I got beat.
Right.
But where the wire was, I won.
So. You won on the wire where it counts.
That's where they pay you.
Yeah. Linda Rice won a race there at Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday. Michael Maker had a couple of wins yesterday at Aqueduct as well. But our attentions now go to, of course, Churchill Downs. It is Oaks Day. And, John, you've been our odds guy for the last day or two. What do we have as far as the Kentucky Oaks update now? And then we'll get the Kentucky Derby update.
All right. Here's your update for the Oaks so far with wagering today. Number two, Jin Jin, is 21-1. The one is scratched, Tappa Janali. So the two, Jin Jin, 21-1. Where's My Ring? Number three is 9-1. Number four, Regulatory Risk, 34-1. Number five, Torpedo Anna, has been taking most of the wagering. She's now 5-2. Number six, Lemon Muffin, 18-1. Number seven, Fiona's Magic, 34-1. Number eight, Tarifa, 7-1. Number nine, Everlyn, 42-1. Number 10, Into Champagne, 36-1. Number 11, Ways and Means, 7-1. Number 12, Power Squeeze, is currently 15-1. Then you have number 13, Just FYI, 9-2. Number 14, Leslie's Rose, 7-1. And drawing in from the alsos with the scratch of the 1 is number 15, Our Pretty Woman, now 22-1.
All righty, and that is the update on the Kentucky Oaks that will be run today. Now let's take a look at what's going on with the Kentucky Derby, having open windows for the Kentucky Derby through the Parimutuel, of course, for over 24 hours so far, and we still got time to go. But when we last checked it yesterday morning when it opened up, we had somebody put a large bet on Fierceness. They got him down to 8-5. I think maybe the other money is starting to balance off.
Let's take a look here and at the Derby. Current Derby odds, number one, Dornock, 17-1. Whoops. Oh, there it is. Okay. Number two, Sierra Leone, 5-1. Number three, Mystic Dan, 20-1. Number four, Catching Freedom is currently 8-1. Number five, Catalytic, 37-1. Number six, Just Steel, 30-1. Number seven, Honor Marie, 14-1. Number eight, Just a Touch, 13-1. Number nine, Encino was scratched earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, T.O. Password, the Japanese horse, 56-1. The other Japanese horse, number 11, Forever Young, 7-1. So he's taking some action.
Yeah.
Number 12, Track Phantom, 45-1. Number 13, West Saratoga, 30-1. Number 4, Endlessly, currently 47-1. Number 15, Domestic Product, 31-1. Number 16, Grand Mo the First, 54-1. The favorite is number 17, Fierceness. He's now 5-2.
All right.
Number 18, Stronghold, 35-1. Number 19, Resilience, 26-1. Number 20, Society Man, 59-1. Number 21, Epic Ride, draws into the race. He is currently 53-1. And right now, number 22, Mugatu, is 72-1. We're waiting for the scratches for tomorrow, which are being announced this morning.
And if anybody defects to the late scratches, then that one will be bumped in. But otherwise, it's not going to be make that much difference
no.
either way.
Right.
All right. So we got all of that stuff going. Now, here's the latest on from the Weather Channel as far as the weather is concerned. 74 degrees today. It's going to get down to 63. This is in Louisville, Kentucky. And the rain, they say, is going to continue. You've got the rain 41% throughout the day, 24% throughout the evening. And then tomorrow, Kentucky Derby Day, they say nighttime showers. So the window might be where we'll get some rain later on in the card. And I hope it's not early nighttime because, you know, the Derby's going to be run about 6:20 Pacific,
right.
Eastern time. So we'll wait and see about that. But this is what they have to say about tomorrow. 81, so it's going to be muggy. If it's going to be 81 and they have precipitation there, it's going to be muggy
right.
there. So keep that in mind when you're taking a look at the horses on the track. If they look a little bit more sweaty than usual, that's not really a problem, is it, Jonathan?
No, they have a right to sweat. We would be sweating,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. We'd be just like people, no doubt about it. 37% overall tomorrow, and we'll see how it shakes out. But, taking a look at the weather, that's what we got to deal with there at Churchill Downs. And hopefully, at least, we'll get it dried out enough for the Oaks today and the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. And like you guys say, it's going to be really a big, huge act of Mother Nature to get those stake turf races off the turf.
Yeah, they're going to do everything to keep those races on. It's important for a lot of reasons, and you know, you just want it to be safe. You want all the horses to return, okay? We don't need any problems.
No. We don't want that,
right.
for sure. In any case, I do want to express my thanks to all of you who watched the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks show yesterday. We took it out of the park with the viewership, that's for sure. And we want to thank you a lot. We hope you guys certainly got a lot of information. It was a fun show to do, that's for sure. We went over a lot of different things. But a show like that, you know, is not made by just one person sitting here talking. I want to thank all of our guests, obviously, all of them, including the ones that are sitting right next to me for their participation and their thoughts and their memories and their stories. But more importantly is we can't do anything out front here unless the people behind us, behind the scenes, are doing it. And they got a great staff here. And I was choking yesterday from being out of breath and dry at the end of the show. But I do want to mention that. We want to thank Ann and Sean and Jerry and Ryan and Caden and Andrew for their just absolute great work for the show yesterday. So you guys did a great job, that's for sure.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. All right, on today's show, of course, we got Jonathan and John with us. Rich Engel joining in a little bit later on, Jerry J. And we have Dave Valento. I said Dave Valento is going to be with us today if he doesn't mind my apology again to him. But in any case, we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we'll get you your racing menu, and then we're off and running on this Kentucky Oaks show from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the South Point Studios right here. Don't go away.
South Point is-
Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Kentucky Oaks Day. And all I can tell you is around the country, really the only weather that we have to concern about, obviously, for the racing menu is really at Churchill Downs. So we'll get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today in the racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. We remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because, hey, that's where we're at here, and that's how they'll roll out today in our racebook right behind us. So if you're listening here, no problem in the Pacific time zone. If you're listening on any other time zone with all the other platforms that we have around the country, you know what to do. Adjust to, from wherever you're at to the Pacific time zone. Don't want you to miss anything. No, don't want you to miss any of the action today. Like, of course, I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu. We begin with, obviously, Churchill Downs. Now, listen, Churchill Downs, the horses are approaching the starting gate for the first race. They're about 3.5 minutes away to the first race at Churchill. First post time is 7:30 a.m. Pacific time. 7:30 a.m. Pacific time. You got seven stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The $1 million La Trion will be the fifth race. The $400,000 Unbridled Sydney at 5.5 furlongs on the turf will be the sixth race. The La Trion is for the older fillies and mares at 1/16. Then you'll have the $750,000 Ali Sheba at 1/16 on the main track for the older horses, four-year-olds and up. That's the seventh. Eighth race is the $400,000 Modesty. Back on the turf, fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up on that one. The $600,000 Eight Bells for the three-year-old fillies going 7 furlongs is the ninth. The $600,000 Edgewood for three-year-old fillies at 1/16 on the turf will be the 10th. And the main event will be the $1,500,000 Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks. That'll be the 11th race on the card. As we said before, the only late scratch in that race is number one, Tappet Jenilee. That was scratched yesterday, bringing in Leslie's Rose from the also eligible list. First post time, Churchill approaching us at about 2.5 minutes there. Belterra. By the way, Churchill Downs does have a pick six jackpot carryover today, standing at $17,991. Belterra is next. They have eight races today. Their first post time is at 9:15. Laurel Park has 10 races. Their first post time at Laurel is set at 9:25. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races. Their first post time at Tampa Bay is set at 9:30. Aqueduct, the Big A in New York, their first post time for 9 races, 10:05. Couple of stakes races. The Sheepshead Bay is the third race on the card at 1 3/8, scheduled for the inner turf course there. The Grade 3 Westchester Stakes at 1 mile for four-year-olds and up will be the eighth race. Two stakes races on the card today at Aqueduct, the Big A. Belmont at Aqueduct, I should say. First post time is 10:05 there at Aqueduct. Gulfstream Park has 8 races. Gulfstream Park's first post time with a small pick six jackpot carryover of $9,601 is set at 10:10 for their 8 races. Oaklawn Park has 11 races. The feature today is the $150,000 Natural State Breeders Stakes. That's the ninth on the card, 11 overall. First post time, 10:15 at Oaklawn Park. Santa Anita is back in business today. Their first post time was 1 o'clock this afternoon at Santa Anita. They have a super high five carryover left over from Sunday of $13,859. They got 8 races in the first post time of 1 o'clock this afternoon. Then we got Penn National. Penn National has 7 races, first post time 2:45. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. The $60,000 Creole Lady Stakes is their eighth and featured. First post time for 9 races at Evangeline is 3:30. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown Races has a pick 5 carryover today, a regular pick 5 carryover, $40,049. First post time at Charlestown today with that pick 5 carryover. Eight races, first post time, 4 p.m. And that's the menu of racetracks available today on this Friday. Of course, it is Kentucky Oaks Day. And with that in mind, we're going to go to Dave Valento, standing by the track phantom for us. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Dave, you know, we had you on the show yesterday, and you went over a little bit of the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks, but there's plenty of great stakes races dotted all through today's card and tomorrow's card. If you have any thoughts of interest that you're waiting to see of any of the other races, we'd like to hear it.
Well, I think, you know, we're going to pay close attention to how some of the early races are run with the off track. It always, and I know the other guys probably feel the same way, it always screws things up a bit when you spend a lot of time handicapping and then they move it, you know, to an off track like that. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what you're going to get. So we'll pay attention to that. A lot of great races today. I mean, a lot of great stakes races. I don't think I have as many strong opinions today as I do tomorrow. I do like Torpedo Anna quite a bit in the Oaks today. I did read just recently that number 11 Ways and Means in the Oaks has been working unbelievable. Clocker that I trust has given that one quite a few high marks, so pay attention to that. But actually, some of my longer-priced horses come in the non-stakes races today, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, I got to tell you this right now. We'd be happy to take one of those from you because we bet non-stakes races as well.
Well, in the 12th race today, it's an optional $100,000 claiming race, 6.5 furlongs on the dirt. It's a good field of fillies. I'm going with the number 6, Minx Palace, at 15-1. She won her first start, 2-year-old start here at Churchill Downs back in early November. She did that from the 11 post with, at almost 10-1, 9-1, got up with a wide trip. She hasn't run since, but is according to the clock reports, has worked well coming back. And interestingly enough, the trainer, Eddie Keneally, is about 11% with first-time starters, so pretty average with firsters, but he's 32%. With a second-time starter who won in their debut. So I like that move. And 6 of the 10 horses that ran in that race came back to run in the money next time out. So it looks like it's a pretty productive race. We're going to go number 6, Minx Palace, and that's in race 12 today.
Oh, that's a nice juicy, that's for sure there. I might be having a Sirocco play in that race coming up. And, of course, tomorrow you won't be with us, so if you have a thought about anything tomorrow that we should know, you can... tell us now.
Well, I'm going to, I mentioned yesterday, I think the Derby, I've got the Derby down to 2 horses. And I know that, you know, leaving out a horse like Fierceness in the Derby is, I'm not going to totally leave him out, but I'm going to somewhat play against him. I think he's going to be over bet in the race. Apparently he's working well too, so he'll probably run anyways, but, I'm gonna go with a couple of closers. I really, as I mentioned yesterday, the pace typically falls apart a bit in the Derby. Honor Marie and Sierra Leone for me. I'm gonna wheel those two horses really in a lot of exotics. Try to catch one of those two either in first or second. You know, it's funny. There's if I was gonna throw just an absolute bomb out there to you know maybe hit the bottom parts of the tri or the superfecta. I'm gonna look at the number 20 Society Man 50-1. On paper, it shouldn't be there. I mean, it ran second in the Wood Memorial. The New York prep races in the last, I don't know, 20 years, I think the last 55 starters who had at least one prep in the in New York series, that's the Gotham, the Wood, and the Remsen, last 55 starters, only one horse hit the board. So it hasn't really been a pipeline for Derby success. But this horse, something changed. They ran in the Withers. They put the next time out at one, and then it. I thought it ran. I know there was a horse I think that went down in that Wood Memorial, but it didn't affect the runner up. He was going to be second either way, and he was 107-1 in that race. I don't know why. I just keep going back to that one. I think that one deserves a little bit of a look. Detori up 50-1 is going to be. I don't know what the odds are now, but I'm sure it's around that price. So, but for me, Anna Marie and Sierra Leone are the two horses I'm really focused on.
Dave, you went back to talking about how you guys, all the handicappers, do a lot of work in preparing for handicapping on days. And then when they get track conditions like we are at least right now at Churchill Downs. It kind of upsets the apple cart with the initial thoughts of handicapping. But as all handicappers, when it comes to sports or horse racing, when there's changes in the event, you do audibles, etc. So what would you look at when people are handicapping today on the type of track that it's going to be? Do you overemphasize maybe a breeding side or their for the horses that have at least performed on tracks that are similar to this?
Well, the common theory is that you look for horses that have run well on an off track, but you know, it's kind of a I have a weird opinion about that. Is mm-hmm. just like turf tracks can be, you know, soft and heavy, and you know, you go overseas and they really classify their turf races differently. Uh-huh. I think off tracks can be the same thing. They can have different consistency. One day a horse might like an off track, and another day they may not, depending on where they are in the race. So I think that's a little bit of fool's gold. But typically, if a horse has performed well on an off track, you move that up a little bit. I did go back and look at some of the breeding to see if I could find any really stand out. And in the very cursory looks that I gave, I didn't see anything that stands out. So what I'm going to be doing is really, like I say, pay attention to. Where are the riders putting their horses in the early races? Are they going out to the outside part of the track? Are they staying in the inside? Uh-huh. They'll know which part of the track is the best place to be. Is the track changing? Is it favoring speed? So I'm going to pay attention to that. Sometimes you can pick up a few nuggets before, the bigger races run later in the day. But mm-hmm. again, I went back and looked. I didn't see anything in the card today that got me excited about an off track. So I'll kind of be playing it on the fly.
Do you downgrade horses who have performed on a muddy track and didn't do so well, or do you just sit there and say maybe it was that particular track that day?
I think I go both ways on it. I'm kind of talking on both sides of my mouth, but I do give it credit if it has run well on a track. But if it's, say for example, I'm looking at a horse, and it's a horse that I actually want to beat. It's a low-priced horse, and I'm trying to find a reason to beat it. If it performed well on an off track, I may just assume that it was that track that today. He may not take it today. Other cases, I might move a horse up or down. It just really depends. Mm-hmm. You know, the general thinking is you want a horse that has performed well on an off track. I have seen horses that have carried that on to other off tracks. But like I said, I think sometimes that can you can overread that a little bit. And mm-hmm. sometimes you can discount horses that haven't been proven on an off track. Mm-hmm. Simply because they don't have it in their past performances. So, you again, I just play everything case by case, really.
Hey, they had a great column on Track Phantom and the owner, why he picked that name for this particular horse that I read this morning. And, of course, it's named after you and your product as well. Tell everybody how they can get your stuff for the next couple of days if they want to get more about what the races are going on at Churchill.
Yeah, you can go to trackphantom.com. I've got the Oaks today, the Derby tomorrow. And then also, if you do want both sheets, mm-hmm. if you use promo code 555, you'll get $5 off the combined price. And yeah, that article was in The Athletic today. They ranked 1 to 20 mm-hmm. Based on horse names, who's the most interesting. And Track Phantom was number one based on that story. So, you know, at least they get a little vicarious thrill on that, and hopefully he hangs around a little bit in the Derby too. We'll see.
Well, we hope you're getting some residuals off of that anyhow, Dave, but in any case, you do a great job and a lot of hard work when you do it, that's for sure, and we appreciate your thoughts and contribution here. Dave Valento, the Track Phantom. Thanks a lot, Dave.
All right, thanks. Good luck to you guys.
All right, you got it, my man. Now we're going to go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie's here. Good morning, Richie.
They ranked 1 to 20.
Good morning, Rich. Do we have Rich here? Oh, he is. Well, can he hear us anyhow? Hello, Rich. Hello, Rich. Okay, well, maybe he's watching cartoons or something. I don't know. In any case, I guess we'll go to a break then. We'll try to see if we can wake up Richie there and have him turn on his computer and. How about that? You there, Rich? Are you there? All right, well, we see him adjusting everything. He just hasn't flipped the switch yet. We'll be right back.
Who is there for heroes?
heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Southport Casino is the perfect...
All right, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We've got the glitches worked out with Richie, but they have run the first race already at Churchill Downs. And our result desk here, what do we got?
First race at Churchill is won by number 4, Sundance Feature, coming off a race at on the Tapeda Turfway. Mm-hmm. Wire to wire, won by about 8 lengths, Ralph, 1:15.4 for the 6.5. Just skipped over that track. It looks like it's carrying speed pretty good.
Yeah, so the base looks good?
Yeah, and he was bet down also, so he took the money, and he ran very well.
He got the money, and they got the money.
Right, everybody got the money.
Everybody got the money. Okay, let's see if we can get more money here. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. And just a quick item on that first race. The 6 horse, who is the big favorite, Thoughtful, broke dead last and then rallied for a second. So that's the kind of horse you want to put on your stable mail.
All right, quick. I want you to stand up right now because I want to read your T-shirt. Talk Derby to me.
Talk Derby to me. How do you like that, folks?
I've got a hat that says that. Last time I wore it, a gal can't walk by me and said I was a pervert. I said it's Derby, not dirty.
It's all the interpretation.
That's right. Well, Rich, it's upon us now. Today is Kentucky Oaks Day. Tomorrow's Kentucky Derby Day. You guys, as well as all of the other handicappers and yourself included, have done all the hard work of the handicapping, et cetera. Now we got to apply that to trying to make money at the racetrack. So what do you look at for today at Churchill Downs? You got anything there?
Well, you know, I'll have a pick. But, as far as the radio pick, I was going to stay away from the grass races because, one, I know the 4th race is coming off. 2, I just want to see what the grass looks like because if it gets kind of soft, it might kind of help any horses that have like a European background that is kind of used to soft sod. So that might be an angle to keep an eye on. And as far as the first race, that horse that won was Cracked to the Gills. So I don't know exactly yet if you can take the indicator that's going to be speed favoring. But if, say, the second race, horse goes wire to wire easily, you know, maybe that's a trend that you follow the rest of the way.
Yeah, because the first race, 6.5 furlongs. So the second race will be what we call in the business a two-turner. It'll be a 1/16, also on that main track. So we'll wait and see about that. Recapping your thoughts for the Kentucky Oaks today before we get your picks.
Yeah, well, I went for the 2 horses on the outside as my top 2 choices. Leslie's Rose was my top pick. It came out of the same race, the Ashland with Just FYI, that was my 2nd choice. Torpedo Anna was my 3rd pick. And then I had Ways and Means also up there. And a horse that I think is going to be sneaky, only because she beat the Ways and Means, is Power Squeeze, and it's going to be a huge, huge price. So that might be an angle to throw into the exotics.
Okay, we can do that. And by the way, guys, if you remember when we had Gino Boccolo on the show the other day, he liked Power Squeeze. He thought that was a big play for him. So we'll have to take a look at that horse, that's for sure. All right, let's get some picks, buddy.
Well, in the second race at Churchill, I know it's coming up kind of quick, but I really like this horse. It's the 9, Cytomera from Bill Mott. This horse graduated last time out at Keeneland. And ridden by Jose Ortiz, but I think this horse is on a nice improving pattern. So I'll go with the 9 horse, Cinemera, 4-1, race 2 at Churchill is my first pick.
All right, and we'll hurry it up because I got to leave the desk and run over and make the bet. But in any case, the second race coming up, number 9, Cinemera, the 9 in the 2nd for the folks out there who are watching and listening and have your phone accounts ready. Go at it. But your pick, obviously, you have sheets today for Churchill through the extensive work you did with Equibase, and of course the Santa Anita sheet today. There is racing at Santa Anita, folks, today that he has on the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Santa Anita.
And I got a Santa Anita pick. Let's finish off with race number 8 at Santa Anita, 6 furlongs on the turf. Let's go with a single for me, and the late pick 5 is the number 3, Stop Digging, 2-1 in the morning. I mean, this horse ran huge in the first turf try for Simon Callahan and American Terrors. I think has these over a barrel, hopefully. Let's go with the 3, Stop Digging, in race 8.
All right, Richie, and again, they can get the full Monty as far as your selections and your thoughts about today's Kentucky Oaks as well as tomorrow's Kentucky Derby with the big package that you put together, right?
Yeah, my Oaks reports and my Derby reports, and also today Santa Anita is available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Just click on my face on the left side and go to my homepage. You can do the pull-down menu for the PayPal payment.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot, Rich. I got to go make a bet. Bye.
Thanks and good luck, everybody.
All right. We will be right back. We'll complete the commercial break, and then we'll be back with John, Jonathan, and Jerry. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, we're cruising along on this Race Day Kentucky Oaks Day program, and the races are already underway at Churchill Downs, getting to the second race there as well, where Richie's pick is at. And Jonathan and John, I'll get your selections in just a moment, but we're talking about looking at the Kentucky Oaks for the people who had something to do and couldn't see that show yesterday. Go ahead and recap the Kentucky Oaks picks for us, Jonathan.
Well, we're actually on the same horse, both John and I. We both really like the Chad Brown horse, number 11, Ways and Means, mm-hmm. and we think she's going to win, and we hope we're right.
And you said, you guys said, I think you were in unison with the thought about why you like this horse, because he had a terrible, well, John said he...
very tough trip.
Two bad trips in a row. And she was a short horse coming off the layoff last time. She could have won with any kind of decent trip, but it was awful. So, yeah, I expected to run a big one today.
She makes amends, and the best news is she's 7 or 8 to 1, so that's really a good price.
Is
on that
what
horse.
She's at right now, John?
7 to 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to leave the desk again.
Again? You just came back.
This is ridiculous. You know, I think when we talk about improvements, and there shouldn't be any, but if we had something added to the studio, maybe a window, you know? Matt Paramutual window here.
Yeah, we can do the sports. Get a kiosk around
right
the corner.
There,
I think that works.
They'll get enough revenue out of us, that's for
sure. Handle will go up.
Yeah. All right, in all seriousness, Jonathan, we'll go first with your picks.
Let's look at Belmont at Aqueduct, and we're going to look at the 6th race today, and I like the number 5 horse in here, Assertive. Trevor McCarthy rides for trainer Chad Brown. This horse makes his second start back off of a layoff. He had trouble at the start last time out on breaking from the rail. Draws a better post today, 4-1 on the morning line. Number 5, Assertive, wins today's 6th race out at Belmont at Aqueduct.
Racing conditions okay there today?
Perfect.
Okay. So in the 6th race, you like number 5, Assertive. The 5 in the 6th race, Jonathan's play. And we'll get another one from you.
Let's go to Santa Anita, look at race number 4. It's a mile on the turf. And I like the number 7 horse in here, Gio Venenzio. It's the 7 horse.
Giovinazzo.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Too many bells for you there, buddy?
Anyway, Juan Hernandez rides today for trader Peter Uriton. This horse makes his 3rd start since joining the Uriton barn. Last two races on the grass. Either one of them get the job done here. Again, 4-1 on the morning line. Number 7, Giovinazzo wins today's fourth race out at Santa Anita.
That's the way of doing it. The fourth race, the number seven, Giovinazzo. The seven in the fourth race, Jonathan, your pick. Before I get to John's pick and then bring in Jerry, do want to mention the Kentucky Derby seminar tonight. We're going to be here in the Grand View Lounge, which is adjacent to the race book right behind us. We're going to wait until, of course, the Kentucky Oaks card will be over. So we'll kind of review and see, you know, tell people what we may think we could translate into tomorrow's Derby Day from what we see today in the, and, of course, have the results of the Kentucky Oaks. And then after the Santa Anita races are over, we'll be doing the seminar for the Kentucky Derby at 6 o'clock in the Grand View Lounge here. It is a lounge that's set up for entertainment at night, so it's going to be nice where you can sit down at the table, et cetera, have a drink or whatever, and you can listen to John and Jonathan go over the horses in the Kentucky Derby and then get their selections and how they're going to bet the race, maybe build some tickets to suggest for you. And any other race tomorrow that they have that they like and they have a horse in as well. So we want you to join us here live in the Grand View Lounge this evening at 6 o'clock. That's this evening. Just in case you can't make it, it'll not only be on the South Point Studios signal where you're getting this product right now, this show right now, and it will also be on the South Point website in general, the general South Point website. You go there and you click on it, right, John?
Yep, and yeah, if you're in L.A. and listening over here, you can listen on the website for my radio show, thoroughbredla.com as well.
Okay, wow. You got it, my man. Now time for your picks.
All right, two plays today. First of all, Churchill Downs. I did a sheet there. Let's go down to the 12th race. Maybe we can tie a double in from Ways and Means in the 11th to the 12th race. Mm-hmm. Number seven, Tweetster, missed the break from the rail at Oaklawn in her debut, but she didn't get ranked. She worked her way forward, and then she exploded down the stretch. She was really, really impressive. I thought she was very professional. Gets a nice post switch, gets off the rail. I think she'll handle anything. If I get the 5-1 morning line, I'll take it. Number seven, Tweetster, race number 12 at Churchill Downs.
All right. Now, of course, as you know, Dave Valento gave us a nice juicy 15-1 shot in that race. So that sets up a real good Sirocco box play there. You like the seven, Tweetster, the seven there. He likes the six, Pink's Palace. So I got a 6-7-7-6 exact the box there as a Sirocco play. And boy, you guys get that, come down the stretch together, and I'm going to be a happy man, that's for sure. Tweetster in the 12th race at Churchill. And I do want to remind you, as John just did, there is a full Lindo report sheet for Churchill Downs and Santa Anita both here right now in the race book at the South Point. It is only here in your gaming capital of the world. The only place you can get it is here at the South Point race book, free of charge, complimentary, because look, if you don't know by now, they love horse players here. And so, John, you have a full sheet of Churchill Downs, which is, by the way, a suggested late pick four that I'm going to get into, too. Yeah, that's going to be good. All right, and your Santa Anita pick, since you have a Santa Anita sheet.
Well, we'll give you another Sirocco play. I'm going to go down to the eighth and final today. Number five, Dancing with Maxine. Showed good speed, was a little bit green, ended up fading a little bit in her debut. Blinkers on today. She looks like she's going to clear this field. And if she makes the lead here, I'll take my chances at 4-1 on the morning line. Number five, Dancing with Maxine, race number eight, Santa Anita.
Oh, man, we could have a good day with the Sirocco plays. As you know, Rich Eng just came with the three, Stop Digging, and John Lindo brings in number five, Dancing with Maxine. Dancing with Maxine, the five there. So John's play will be the five in the eighth race, and the Sirocco, second Sirocco exacta box for the day will be the 3-5-5-3 in the eighth race at Santa Anita. All right, gents, well, you did a yeoman's job, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, aren't we?
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Because you guaranteed a winner.
Today, yeah. The Yokes.
The Yokes, yeah, right? I just want to make sure you...
He said we'll win. I love it.
It's not like if she gets in trouble, if she stumbles at the... No, she's going to win.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Again, the name. Tell them everybody the name again.
Ways and Means.
There you go, Ways and Means. All right, time to bring in Jerry Jackowitz. Jerry, good morning, my man.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, quick turn.
I wore a New York shirt for John.
Okay.
He's out here, you know, I want him to have a little bit New York feeling.
You mean Jonathan, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Jonathan.
Yeah. That's the Statue of Liberty, right?
Yes, the Statue of Liberty.
Okay, I just say because I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm saying a little New York feeling.
A little New York.
To go with a little Las Vegas feeling.
New York, Las Vegas. Okay, we're worried about Louisville today.
Forget about it.
Yeah, we're worried about Louisville today. All right, what's up, my man? You got the power pages for both Santa Anita and Aqueduct today, Belmont at Aqueduct. And you also have a power page on, you have the Kentucky Oaks on both of those sheets as a separate race on the sheet. Just to recap real quick, the Oaks for the folks who didn't listen to yesterday, real quick.
Right. Well, you know, the Oaks, I it was hard for me to kind of get into it. But then, you know, when I looked at the power page before I went to sleep last night, it became easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Tarifa or Power Squeeze, one of those two. And Power Squeeze is actually a little bit more of a pop-out key at, I think, 11-1 than Tarifa. And those became the two when I just sort of settled into the odds a little bit.
All right.
And because odds are a part of making your bet.
Right.
And so I'm going to play Power Squeeze or Tarifa, probably Power Squeeze because she looks like she'll be the longer of the two. Over Tarifa, Leslie's Rose, Ways and Means, and Where's My Ring?
All right.
And maybe somebody else who's a big price, you know. I'm going to be very loose with it.
All right. You want to make that a play?
Why not?
Okay.
Let's go with Power Squeeze.
All right. So we got the 12 Power Squeeze over the 8 Tarifa. And give me the other horses real quick.
Okay. We have Leslie's Rose.
All right. 14.
Ways and Means.
11.
Where's My Ring?
The 3.
Yeah, and you know, maybe I'll throw in Torpedo Anna. I don't know, but
okay.
You
know, all right. Anyhow,
let's leave it at that for the moment. Anybody can add in.
All right. So you got the 14 and the 12 as the key horses, and then 3, 5, 11 as other horses you can put in with an exotic. Okay, we'll take your place now.
I was just going to quickly say that I think John and Jonathan both said yesterday, and I agree with them, that this is a very competitive race, and you know we're splitting. It's more closely contested.
I understand completely because I think this is one of the most competitive and deep Kentucky Oaks in a long time. Picks.
Hear, hear.
Picks.
All right, let's go to Aqueduct for our first play. My VGKs could use this guy, Messier.
All right. Okay, I get it.
We could definitely use him, but we can use him in the 8th race, too. I like Messier an awful lot. He's gone to Dick Dutroux. He improved right away going into his barn. There's a lot of back power here. Dutroux has a lot to work with. I'll take a shot with this horse at 5-2 or higher. I like the 3 an awful lot. I'm playing him over the 2-4, small reverses. The 3, Messier, in race number 8 at the Big A.
All right. The 8th race at Belmont at Aqueduct is the Grade 3 Westchester Stakes at a 1-turn, 1 mile. And in that 8th race, you like the 3, Messier. And only 2 link-ups in the race, the 2 and the 4, 3 over 2, 4, and reverse. That in the 8th at Aqueduct. I would assume the next play is going to be at Santa Anita.
Correct. And by the way, just really quickly, to amp up your Scirocco play, anybody who gets a Power Page or a Power Page Plus, I have a Star Horse in the 8th race to Don and Richie's play, just to throw that in there.
All right.
We're going to go to the 3rd race today for my play.
Okay.
Number 4, Max's Maxine, stretching out for Reed France. I love this horse. I thought she raced really well at 6 furlongs, and she's got real good long breeding on the dam side for this caliber of horse. I think she'll stretch out to the 2-turn distance. I like the 4 over the 1-6. Do my reverses, 1-6 over the 4, but I'm all about the 4. Max is Maxine in the 3rd at Santa Anita.
All right. In the 3rd race, the 4 is the key. The link-ups are 1 and 6 and reverse. $2 ROI, of course, on the 4 in the 3rd race at Santa Anita. Remember, full power pages for Santa Anita and Aqueduct and a power page for the Kentucky Oaks today on both of those sheets. You'll get that race as well at jerryjspowerpage.com. Well, guys, all I can say is this is going to be a competitive Kentucky Oaks. It really is a deep field, and all the prep races for the Kentucky Oaks, the winners are in this race. So this is going to be settling it right here. They're going to settle it today.
Yeah, it really is. They got all the top fillies in this race, and let's just have some clean racing. Let's see who the best filly is.
Oh, yeah, no question about that. We always wish the jockeys and the horses a safe trip around there, that's for sure. And for our horses, just a clean trip. So I want a clean trip. I don't mind betting a horse if he gets beat on the square. I just want a clean trip. That's all. Hey, it's been a great show. This is Kentucky Oaks Day. Next we talk to you, we'll be at the seminar tonight at 6 o'clock at the Grandview Lounge right here at the South Point. We hope to see you here. And, of course, right here on Derby Day tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. In the meantime, one more thing to say. Say it quick, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.